Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study. As always, let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're so grateful for the time we can study our word, and I pray that you'd sink it to our hearts and that we would apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the return of the Lord Jesus. And the point of our study is Jesus will return to establish his kingdom. So we're in Matthew chapter 24. Folks, don't we all like happy endings? You know where the main characters always come out on top? Well, for us, it's going to occur when Jesus returns. You see, the Bible's very clear on this. He will return one day to judge the wicked and to set up his kingdom, his millennial kingdom. And this promise of Jesus' return should give us hope and should encourage us to remain faithful to God while we're here. You know, we often look forward to major milestones with fear and with rejoicing. Getting ready to graduate from school, what a joyful time that is. But then you have to think about, what am I going to do after I graduate? What about marriage? That is always a joyful time. Two joining as one, becoming a couple. But then you have to realize life starts, you have birth, the joy of birth. But then you get to thinking about, my goodness, I'm going to have to raise this child. And then we get to retirement. That's kind of my wheelhouse now. When you experience, you can experience all four of these, or maybe you haven't experienced any of them yet. But there is one milestone that awaits everybody who's ever lived or whoever will live or who is living now. And that is the day Christ will return to the earth. So let's look at Matthew chapter 24. I'm going to begin reading in verse 3. Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no one deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you don't be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in different places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." You know, for centuries, people, especially Christians, have been arguing about Jesus' second coming. When is it going to happen? What's it going to look like? What are the details? Well, here's what we know for sure. Jesus died. Jesus rose again. Jesus ascended into heaven. And Jesus is coming back. Now, here in Matthew 24, Jesus is talking about the second coming. He had just made reference in the previous chapter about his return. That's why the disciples ask him, "Tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world." In the disciples' minds, that was kind of the same question. But Jesus' response indicates there are two separate events. After all, the temple was destroyed in 70 AD, but Jesus has not returned. So Jesus' response was full of unsettling things: wars, threats of war, natural disasters, political strife, global conflict. And Jesus summed it all up by saying, "All these are the beginnings of sorrow." Folks, it's going to get worse before it gets better. In verse 9, Jesus also told of coming persecution, deceptive false prophets, and increasing lawlessness. And through it all, however, the gospel will prevail. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Jesus said, "And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." We always refer to these as the end times. It's going to get worse, but it's going to get better. So we should read these passages of Scripture with hope, because we have salvation in the Lord. We can do it because we know the one who's in control, don't we? Yeah, we do. Who knew all things before it happens, and he's still on the throne. Now look at Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 29. Immediately, this is Jesus again. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then they shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great joy. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth his leaves, you know summer's close. Jesus told his disciples not to chase after these alleged sightings and rumors about the Messiah. When Jesus returns, folks, everybody's going to know it. That's what Matthew 24:30 says. Then shall you see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory. Now, I know every generation has expected Jesus to return in their lifetime. I mean, you see worldwide events, there's wars, the pandemic that we see now, and always causes Christians to wonder, is this it? Is Jesus coming right now? Well, the signs that Jesus mentioned tell us, without giving any specific date or time, that his return is near. The second coming is going to be unmistakable. It is going to be extremely real. Now, it's interesting because the writers used really vivid image, a lot of metaphor, and painted graphic portraits of the second coming. He talked about hatred and persecution, false prophets, lawlessness and lovelessness, endurance. But during that, it says the gospel goes to all the world. That's what verse 14 says. He instructed the disciples to go and preach the gospel. Verse 42 in Matthew 24 says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord does come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known it, in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes." See, Jesus moved from prophecy to practical application here. He laid out things for us to know that point to his return, and now he tells us what to do practically in light of that information. He said, "Be ready when I come back, since nobody knows the exact day it will happen." That's what Jesus said of the day and the hour. No man knoweth, but only the Father. And living as people ready for Jesus' return affects everything we do. So, folks, we need to live prepared for Christ's return. We need to thank the Lord for his promise to return and set up his kingdom, that he's going to come and gather up his elect. Ask him for help to live a life that is full of wisdom, and be ready. Consider the things that you can do to show that you're ready for Christ's return. Maybe you need to look for people who don't know about the Lord and tell them, because, folks, in an hour that we think not, the Son of Man cometh. So be ready. Amen? Well, next week our Bible study is going to be on our commission as believers. But you know what? Sunday's coming. So hopefully we'll see you in church on Sunday. Folks, God is good all the time. See you next time.